We end this evening's program with the final part in our series, looking at the hardships people will be facing in this Christmas season. Tonight, we focus on people who are finding it difficult to make ends meet due to low wages and a high cost of living, or indeed, unemployment. Lydia O'Kane spoke to the vice president of the St. Vincent de Paul Society in Ireland, Professor John Monaghan. He told her that the situation for many people has gotten worse this year.
It's the fact that those who are on low pay anyway have found it very difficult to cope over the past year, despite the so-called drop in our deflation that we've had. It's still extremely, Ireland is still a very, very expensive country to live. We're the second most expensive country in Europe for food after Denmark, and we have the highest energy costs in Europe. So if you're poor, it's very difficult to pay for those basic necessities. In addition to that, about a quarter of all the calls we're getting now are from people who are not calling on the Society for Help last year. So many of those are people who this time last year would have had a job, or maybe the two people in the family had work. One of them has lost it. They're now trying to maintain a mortgage, keep children in school, pay for childcare costs, and they are swamped with large debts.
Do you find, John, that there may be people who had jobs this time last year, this time 2 years ago, who were relatively comfortable and really find it very difficult to ask for help, almost feel a shame that they don't have a job, that, you know, they were fine 2 years ago and that, you know, they feel that they can't ask, that they want to try and struggle on?
Oh, yes, that's a very common thing. It takes a lot of courage, a lot of acceptance to come and contact a charity, because particularly if you've been someone who was doing pretty well this time last year, may even have been donating to the society, and now find that you've got to lift a phone, make a phone call and make a contact with a group and ask for help, that's very, very hard thing to do. But of course, the underlying theme of the Vincent de Paul is there are really three strands. The first, that we're available to offer friendship and support, both emotional and financial. And the second one is that we will work to try and move people on from where they are to a better position. And the third one is that we try to raise with politicians the problems and the reasons why those people are in that position in the first place. So it's a bit like the story of the Good Samaritan. It's sort of providing help but with attitude. In other words, we look after people. Yes, we'll get them up and get them on the road again. And then we'll go and ask the question, why were they there in the first place? For people coming to us who never have been with us before, the one thing we stress with them is that their conversations with us are in total confidence.